Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We are broadcasting live from those TireRack.com studios. It's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. Also, we could sit here for the next 10 minutes, talk about how complicated some banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could simply big up Discover Card, because with Discover, it is easy to redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, anytime. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Rob, we talked yesterday about the LA Times list of the 75 greatest Lakers. Magic Johnson was number one, Kobe Bryant number two, Kareem three, Jerry West four, Shaq five. LeBron tied for seventh with George Mikan, if you're wondering, behind Elgin Baylor. But Rob, like I said yesterday, I had kind of stopped looking at after 20, and you joked about where was Nick Van Exel.
Right.
Well, it did get a bit ridiculous as the list went on. I'm just going to give you a few names.
Yeah, give me number 30. Did Nick Van Exel make it?
Kurt Rambis.
Wow.
Number 34, Andrew Bynum.
Wow.
Wow.
You asked about Nick Van Exel?
Yes.
Number 37.
Okay.
37th greatest Laker.
And I'm not disrespecting Nick Van Exel. He had a nice career.
He was a very good player.
He was, Chris.
He had a nice career.
And you know what was always weird about Nick Van Exel? I
remember running into him. Number 42.
Oh, how?
There's more, Rob. Like I said, it gets kind of crazy.
Luke Walton making the list at number 45. And wait a minute.
Hey, guess 40, who was 47? Kentavious Caldwell.
Oh, stop it. Oh, this is a ridiculous list.
Wait a minute.
At number 50 is Kurt Rambis's glasses, right? Is he at number 50?
Hey, 50 was Brian Shaw.
And how about Chick Hearn? Where is he on the list?
Well,
he didn't play, but
okay. Sadell Threat got in there at 56. Jordan Clarkson busted into the list at number 58. Rob, how about Alex Caruso? Number 61.
Stop it, Chris.
I'm telling you, it got nuts. It got nuts. Devin George on the list at 68.
Devin George is the answer, Chris, to the trivia question. Who was the other player who played with the four future Hall of Famers on that 2004
right,
Lakers team?
Right.
Right?
I think you could argue a higher spot for Devin George. When I look at some of these lists, I mean, yeah, some of the names on
But Devin list. George, he was on those a couple championship teams, wasn't he?
That's why I'm a little surprised that he was so low. But all right, Rob, let's get into this. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the best player in the league. We both agree, and I think most people recognize that right now. He was on his boy Serge Ibaka's podcast. How hungry are you?
I never miss Serge Ibaka's podcast. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's called How Hungry Are You?
Okay. Is it a food podcast?
You might get some recipes. There's something to do with food.
Okay.
But anyway, he was asked by Serge how he feels about, or if he feels like, I should say, that if he feels like he's the face of the NBA, here's what he said.
Do you feel like you are the face of the league?
I want to be like Tim Duncan. I want to disappear. You put me in the face of the league. I'm trying to disappear from it.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm asking, do you want? I'm asking, do you feel a difference? Do you feel like you are the face of the league?
Do I feel like I'm one of the faces of the league?
Yes. One of no.
One
the
of
face.
No.
You're not.
LeBron is the favorite. LeBron is still playing.
Okay, it's a question. The question is mine, yours. Okay, so you don't feel like that?
No. Steph just won the championship. KD still hoping.
Okay. It's a question, sir.
Embiid is killing.
Don't attack me. I'm just
asking. Jokic back-to-back MVP.
Okay.
Luka Magic.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there.
Rob, first of all, props to Serge. Because he didn't let him go.
No,
he was
not like,
are you the face?
Like, not like so many other shows we listen to, Chris.
Absolutely.
At least he pushed back. And he said, answer my damn question.
Right,
he didn't say it
right.
that way, but answer it, right.
Absolutely.
So you're right.
So props to Serge Ibaka. All right, so what do you think? I'll say this, and I know you want to go. LeBron is certainly no longer the best player in the league. I think it'd be hard to say he's a top 10 player at this point. But I do, if I had to pick one guy, I mean, if he's going to stay injured for a while, then he just can't be the face of the league. But I really do think he's still, when people think of the NBA right now, I still think the first guy that comes to their mind is LeBron James.
I'm going to disagree with you. I don't think LeBron is any longer the face of the NBA. Chris, for a couple of reasons. A, you just talked about it. He's been injured a lot. He's also missed the playoffs 3 out of the last 4 years. And to be that guy, you need to be playing during the postseason. That's when people are focused in the league. It's Steph Curry, whether I want to say it or not. And here's the other thing, Chris, that really surprised me about LeBron coming to L.A., being the first player to win three championships with three different teams. You remember that? Like, that was supposedly a notch on his thing. He did something nobody else had done. Kawhi had a chance to do it first, Chris, right? Right? We thought about that.
Being injured.
Right, but he was injured, of course. And then LeBron is attached to, like, the worst TV ratings ever for an NBA Finals. And Steph Curry and the Warriors are television gold. And I don't think that people, Chris, that's not to take away his lifetime achievement or what he's done and where he ranks in his ultimate, but I don't think people are as enamored with LeBron. I really thought that was going to be something special where people tuned in to see, man, this guy's a great player, And here he is going to win another championship. He's winning it with the Lakers. And I know it was weird with COVID and everything. It wasn't, but it was the all-time worst rated finals ever, well, which was shocking. And I'm just saying, I just don't think he's the box office that he once was. I really don't.
Well, was he? I mean, he was, but Rob, when he first made it to the finals with Cleveland, those were very low-rated finals against San Antonio. They got swept. So I still think, and it'll be interesting to see what the listeners think, because I look, right. You know, I love Steph, I love LeBron. I get what you're saying about Steph. He's obviously in commercials, and you know, he's coming off the championship. But I still feel like LeBron is ahead of him. Like, again, when people think of the NBA, right. I feel like they think LeBron first.
But here's the other part, Chris. Let me just jump in real quick. Steph has as many championships as LeBron.
No, right.
During the LeBron era, what you would call the LeBron era in the NBA.
Absolutely. But do you think Steph ever eclipsed LeBron as the like now you're saying yes.
I'm saying
but for
now.
The bulk of
I'm
LeBron's
saying now.
Career,
no,
no, I know.
No.
But even as he was winning as much as LeBron.
No.
Right. So LeBron was still kind of that guy. I think this might be a factor too. As great as LeBron is, and both you and I have him as the second best player ever to Jordan. I think Jordan was just better, period. But I also think, Rob, particularly with the casual fan, I think one of the things that works in Jordan's favor, maybe right now in Steph's favor, is that their games are prettier than LeBron's.
LeBron's a freight truck.
Right. His game isn't really that pretty. He doesn't pass. He's a great passer, but he don't pass like Magic. Magic had the, you know, all Magic
Dipsy
wasn't like the greatest quote-unquote athlete, yeah, by NBA standards, but his passing was head and shoulders above the second best ever. Like, it's ridiculous. Fun to watch. Jordan flying through the air. He was so graceful. Like Kobe on steroids, so to speak. Like, I think that stuff matters, you know? And Steph, just from the range he shoots with, the handle he has. People talk about Kyrie, who I do think has the best handle ever in the NBA. But Steph's up there. Steph's handle is great. He can finish it during. So I do think that is part of it, too. Like you said, LeBron is like Karl Malone with point guard skills. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
That's a good way of looking at it.
Right. And he can shoot, but it's just not as fun to look at and watch as some of these guys I mentioned.
And as great as Karl Malone was, Chris, I don't think it was ever. And remember, he was the second all-time leading scorer, right? I mean,
yep.
He is, I should say, right? Until he gets Pat.
I don't know if LeBron. I think did Le, I
did
think
LeBron pass calls. Yeah, okay. So, but you know what I mean for his career,
right?
He went at the end. He was the second leading scorer of all time in the NBA, and I don't think anybody ever thought Karl Malone was the greatest player or was box office, you know. And they went to some finals.
And
LeBron's
Chris. More exciting than him. I mean, I'm just saying the way he's built. Yeah.
Right. But I just think that there's the last few years in LA. Just wasn't what I think some people had hoped. Again, can't blame it all on him because he's been hurt. But that's what happens when you get this age, Chris, and you're playing year 20 in the NBA. We've seen it. All these guys, players, Chris, what they go out with? A torn Achilles. Like
Kobe.
I don't know how many careers were ended
Isaiah,
on.
Isaiah.
Right?
Honestly, yeah.
Right, on torn Achilles. Yeah. So I hope that doesn't happen, but this is year 20, and he's been hurt a lot, and his team has underperformed. To not make the playoffs three out of four years is shocking in L.A.
Not to me with the injuries. I mean, he's been injured. And if he wasn't injured, AD
Chris,
is injured.
Even with the play-in,
where
they got,
the West
where they got 10 teams going in like last year, they couldn't make the play-in?
They were hurt to a large degree. I also think that the West is tougher. And I know the East has improved, and it's just right now they're both really tough. But I think coming over to the West was a little tougher than playing in the East. But you agree it's not Giannis? Like, who would you say, Rob, if you had to say
Steph.
Who will be the next? No, I know you said Steph now. Who you think would be the next face of the league? I think Giannis, if Giannis wins it this year, he might take it. It kind of felt like he was taking it when he, you know, coming off that championship, and he was phenomenal in those finals. I think Luka's got a chance. You know, I didn't used to think an international player, Rob, could be the face of the league.
Do you really
think the best players in the league are international now?
Yeah, I'm still, and it's not fair or right. Still not thinking that those guys are going to be able to overcome. And Chris, it's
overcome this, just overcome being the face of the league.
Really? Yeah, being far. Yeah, I think it's tougher because people have a harder time. It's not has nothing to do with their ability or whether they're worthy of it for their talent.
Right, right.
But it's harder for people to relate.
Either
from the language that they don't live the life or never lived the life that we other people in the United States lived. It's harder to feel the same or feel like, hey, Larry Bird's from French Lick, Indiana. Do you know what I mean, Chris? Like the heartland. There are people who could feel like I get that. You know what I mean? I was born on a farm or I was born in the Midwest. He's one of those guys. He went to Indiana at first and then to Indiana State. I can relate to a lot of that stuff. Whether and now when you talk about Giannis and Luka and those guys, they're great players. I don't know if people can attach themselves.
I think there's 100%. An element of that. I used to think that more strongly,
but not as much.
A lot of the guys are Giannis. Even will say himself, he's a little different from say your typical NBA player who grew up in America. But those guys have personality. Obviously they all speak English. Joel Embiid's got personality, big on social media, Giannis with his dad jokes and all that stuff. And then Luka, I think, his game is just so crazy. I do think one of those guys, I don't think it'll be Embiid because I don't think they win enough. But I do think Luka or Giannis will probably be the next face of the NBA. I mean, Ja, if they win it, but I don't know if they can win it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
All right, it's a Worship Wednesday here on the iCouple, and we're live from the TireRack.com studios. And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on the face of the NBA. Who is it?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Debo Crazy in Chicago. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Debo?
Hey, what's going on, Rob? Chris Broussard.
What's up?
I got to go with LeBron James, man, because we get look at who they send to when it needs something to be said. Like, if you go back to Daryl Morey and the China thing, they had LeBron come out and make the statement. I don't see Steph and Giannis being the ones to come out and make serious statements on behalf of the NBA. So I think
that's a great point. That China thing, that was just LeBron talking at a Cavs or a Lakers practice on his own. I mean, he was.
Right, the NBA didn't send him out.
Yeah, they didn't say LeBron make a statement. But I do. You are right. I mean, LeBron does address some of those things a lot more. When it comes to speaking out, LeBron certainly would be that guy. So that's a good point.
Yeah. Let's go to Gary. In Houston, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Gary?
Okay, first of all, I think Giannis is being a little disingenuous, because remember years ago, before he won a championship, he beat the Lakers in a game, and he put the crown on his head. Okay,
I do remember him saying something years ago about being the face of the league. He thinks he could, because I said I didn't think he could, because he didn't have that American swag.
Right,
and then,
right.
I don't know if he was responding to me, but it was around the same time he said that he thinks he could.
Right, but I think the point Rob is missing, if you ask people who don't know much about the NBA, they would name you LeBron before any other player.
I disagree. Yeah, I think Steph is at the forefront of people's mind. And
you think people would say Steph, if you just asked a random person on the street,
I'm just saying, over LeBron? I don't think that LeBron. I know he's more visible than Steph and all that, and he's going to go down. It's like LeBron gets the extra points. Like, he shouldn't be a top seven Laker, but he's so good that it's hard for you to not include him. Do you know what I mean? Because he's so great. Is he really the seventh greatest Laker of all time? No, I don't think so.
Well, he led him to a championship.
I got it, but he's also missed the playoffs
none
3 out of 4
years.
None of
the other ones did.
I understand, but I just think that Steph is that championship, Chris. If he didn't win that one, then there would be no question to me. But I think the fourth one to match LeBron during the LeBron era, to me, I think Steph is pretty popular. Philly in Florida. That's nice. Philly in Florida. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Hey, fellas. Love your show. Thank you for having me on for a call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In terms of this overall face of the NBA, I would like to just point out, you know, not only is the NBA getting more diverse with these foreign players coming over and not only adapting well, but, you know, becoming some of the best players on their team, like Jokic, Porzingis with the Wizards, and Doncic and Wiggins and whatnot. I want to say it's Giannis, and my reasoning being right, I know for myself, I'm 23 now. I've grown up on LeBron since he went to the Cavs and was drafted and whatnot, but you know, not everybody was 6'2 in their freshman year in high school and grown to 6'7 by junior year and was just built like that and was naturally gifted like LeBron was. And that's not taking away his hard work. Right. But with a guy like Giannis, he kind of represents what you want to look at when it comes to hard work and making it out. He escaped from a country that put him and his family in danger. He not only made it to a league that is so hard to make for people like him coming out, but he's notably one of the best players in the world at this point and continues to adapt. He's won a championship for his team and has given back so much to his city, to his family. And I think he just represents the humility and the hard work that you want to see out of players, especially players who come from absolutely nothing and continue to do so. So I just think he represents all the right things. I think he's got so much more left and so many more championships to give to Milwaukee. And I just believe that's why he should be and is the face of the NBA currently in this day and age.
I think you – look, what you said is great. But, Rob, I don't think most people take all that into account.
I don't think most people could relate to all that, Chris.
Casual fan may not even know about Giannis's background and story, not in detail.
Right. Now, this guy is a basketball guy who we
just
had.
Right, so he's clearly a fan of Giannis and a basketball guy.
He's a fan of Giannis, and I get it. And it's cool, Chris, that he admires him. He knows his story. But I'm with you. Most people, the only thing they know about Giannis is that they can't pronounce his name. That's what they know. I'm just saying. Chris.
They know he's 7 feet and athletic. And you know that Greek freak
because I can't say his name.
Right.
I mean, like, I'm being real.
Right.
Giannis Antetokounmpo Pitepita.
Just
whatever.
Call him Giannis.
Exactly. All right.
All
right.
We got Christian.
We have time?
Go quickly. One more.
Yeah, real quick. Jake in Dallas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. You got a minute, Jake. What's up?
Well, I'll make it pretty quick because that last caller kind of stole my thunder a little bit, so no worries there. But I want to add to that, if there's anything that American sports fans love more than anything is an underdog story, and that's kind of what Giannis does bring to the table is being that underdog. As a child, him and his brothers, they all were selling CDs in Nigeria to be able to put food on the table for his family, for their family. And that's something that I think your typical American sports fan can offer. Now, what I will say to add to that as well, I think being in Milwaukee is something that ends up hurting him, and that may end up being the reason why he may not end up being the face of the NBA. If he was in L.A., if he was in Miami, if he was in New York, I think you'd have a lot bigger of a shot at that because of that market share.
Don't disagree.
That, you know, your big city.
Look, this is different than 20 years ago. You can be in Cleveland or Milwaukee and still get major league attention that you didn't get 20 years ago. But I do agree with him, Rob, that it's still, if he were playing for the Lakers –
or the Knicks or
it
something, Chris. Are you kidding?
Celtics, yes. Right.
It would be, and he was winning, and yep. he won a championship. It would be,
doing
oh
all
my
the
God.
Things he's done.
Yes,
yeah.
No doubt.
But it's good to hear them, our American fans, say that, you know, they seem to think Giannis is or could be the face. Or another international player. So that's good to hear.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We're live from TireRack.com studios. I can't wait to get to our next guest. He writes for the New York Daily News, is the Nets reporter, Christian Winfield. Christian, what's up, brother?
Hey, man, listen, if 58 to 50 is trampling, then I want to know what word he would use to describe how bad the Nets lost to the Kings last night. Because they was down 32. It was ugly, man, but I'm sure we'll get into it. I'm doing well. How y'all feeling?
Good. Hey, thanks for joining us. I know you're busy, man. So let's get to
this team. I'm always busy every day.
Yo, I never seen anything like it's nuts, man. But obviously, the reports are out that Kyrie could be back Sunday against Memphis. I was talking to some people earlier around the league, and I was told there was some sentiment within the organization, not everyone and not throughout, but some sentiment. They didn't want Kyrie back because of all this stuff. How strong were you hearing the same things or not?
You know, the Nets also didn't want Kyrie Irving to play unvaccinated last season, but then what happened? They started losing and they brought him back, right? So at the end of the day, that's what it boils down to, in my opinion. You're seeing a team right now that won 4 out of 6 and then lost their last two. Right. Granted, with whatever Kyrie is doing off the court in terms of meeting with Josiah, Adam Silver, the NBPA, whoever it is that he's meeting with, you know, I'm not privy to those discussions. I am privy to the box score on a nightly basis. And I can tell you one thing, this team needs Kyrie on the floor, right? Especially if we're talking about championships this season, if that's still even within the realm of possibility for this team. You have a Ben Simmons who is getting better on a game-to-game basis, but he's clearly not there yet. And you're just seeing the load that Kevin Durant has to shoulder every single night from a basketball standpoint. You know, it would be foolish not to want him back on the floor. It's just obviously everything that comes with. But at the end of the day, I think this team understands that their window to win a championship is closing by basically game by game, and they need to get him back out there if they're going to salvage the season for sure.
Kyrie has his supporters, and no doubt about it. They're very loyal to Kyrie no matter what his plight is, no matter what he says. You know what I mean? He's always got his people who are going to back him no matter what, which is fine because there are a lot of people like that. But what kind of reception will Kyrie get around the NBA and the crowd in Brooklyn? I mean, when he's announced, is there going to be some pushback as far as, you know, what he's been through, or do you expect it to be warm?
No, I'll tell you this. You know, one day, 2 days after he tweeted that link and had that backlash, he was still getting a rising ovation at Barclays Center before the Nets decided to suspend him. So I think the fans, number one, you got to remember, Kyrie's a Jersey kid. You know what I'm saying? He came from Jersey. He has ties to this community. And on top of that, I mean, sure, you talk about Kevin Durant as unquestionably being the best basketball player on this team. Kyrie Irving is the most fun to watch by far. I mean, he's the guy who lights up opposing teams with his handles. He's the guy that makes the crowd go ooh and ah, and he's the guy who can help his team win. So, I mean, I know a lot of people are feeling, rightfully so, certain ways about the way, about what Kyrie said and everything he posted and whatnot. But in terms of the fan support at Barclays Center, granted, it was only one additional game that he got to play. No, it was two, right? No, that was only one more game that he played.
But what about the people showed up with the T-shirts and everything and sat down the courtside? Don't you remember that?
He joked with them, didn't he?
He joked with them, saw courtside. There was not an overly there were not a lot of boos for Kyrie Irving in the games that he played before the suspension came down.
Right? So you expect no boos? In Brooklyn, you expect no boos or some?
I know that might be a hot take, right? Given where we are right now.
Yeah, if it's a hot take and you say that won't boo him, I want to hear that.
I'm telling you, I'm about 85% to 90% sure we're going to hear "We miss you, Kyrie" cheers because of the way this team has played these last two games, and just because, I mean, just going off the last game he played before the suspension came down, he was still getting cheers. And now this team clearly needs him more from a basketball standpoint. I think it's still going to be a rousing ovation for them, man.
I think he gets booed.
I got to ask you about Ben Simmons.
Okay.
Is he is – I don't even think he's half the player he used to be in Philadelphia. Now, hopefully he'll become – you know, get back to what he was and better. But – what do you think is going on with him? And do you think, like, do you see something there to tell you he can become, you know, a star again? Or is this almost like a lost cause?
No, you know, We saw something in that Kings game that we didn't see from Ben Simmons basically the entire season, and that's just explosiveness and speed, right? The first handful of games this entire season, he was on cruise control, he felt like, jogging up and down the court with the ball in his hands, basically a walk-in dribble handoff, just walking the ball up, passing the ball up to a teammate, getting out of the way. Last night against the Kings, I mean, we're watching him actually push the ball with pace. He's sprinting. He's moving fast. And sure, that sounds like the bare minimum that you can ask for from a player, right? Run fast, sprint, play hard.
Yes.
But when you're dealing with a guy who's coming off a back surgery and has a swollen knee and has to have that knee drained, you know, like you understandably give him a little bit of rope. You know, I think last night against the Kings was a step for him. Was that a big enough step? Absolutely not, right? But we saw him get down in transition and put pressure on the rim, which is what the Nets need him to do. We saw him finish a one-handed alley-oop from Seth Curry, which is what the Nets need him to do. Now you just need him to get downhill and dunk. If he can do that, I think it changes what this Nets team can do. How far is he away from that? I don't know, but judging at the rate with which he's kind of progressed, I'd say he's probably maybe another 2 to 3 weeks from taking another step. And that's the issue also in Brooklyn right now, is that you're dealing with a Ben Simmons who on a week-to-week basis can kind of be a different player. 2 weeks ago, Ben Simmons wasn't pushing the ball with any pace. Now Ben Simmons is pushing the ball 100 miles an hour, and this team is trying to figure out how they get to their spots and at the same time as him. It's an ongoing process, but I do like what I'm saying from Ben. It's just a matter of how much patience does this team have to wait from you. Already see some of the quotes that Kevin Durant had about having to be patient and encouraging him. You know, it's going to be a long ride. It's just a matter of how much time is the team going to wait before they decide to maybe make a move.
You mentioned Durant. We got about a minute for your answer. You saw the article, I'm sure, in Bleacher Report. He named all the other starters, at least while Kyrie's out, at Sumner, Royce O'Neal, you know, and was basically like,
oh, man.
Y'all expect me to win with this? Like, I mean, I know KD didn't mean it disrespectfully, even said that, but come on, man. How you think that's going to go over? That just was kind of ill.
Ask him keeping it as real as it's going to get. I mean, you're talking about getting 18 points a game from Edmund Sumner. Edmund Sumner got 18 points. Like his career average is 9 points, maybe 8 points, right? And that's what the Nets have been doing so far, is they've just been demanding everybody play above their means, and that can only last for but so long, right? So this ties back into the question of whether fans are going to cheer for Kyrie, you know, whether it's a plus for Kyrie to back. Obviously, it's a plus for Kyrie to back on the floor because this team needs him on there, because Kevin Durant was right. If you're just expecting on him to be great every night for this team to win, he'll be great, but this team might not win much of anything. So, I mean, he was calling a spade, and I agree with him, man. This team, until they get their stars back in that lineup, it's curtains for the Nets.
All right. That is our man, Christian Winfield. Check him out in the New York Daily News. Does a terrific job covering the Nets.
Thanks,
great
bud.
Stuff, brother. Keep up the great work.
Especially since Chris and I both covered the Nets back in New York.
So yes.
We both were Nets beat writers, so we know all about it.
I'm glad to be following in y'all footsteps, man. It's an honor. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
No doubt.
All right, brother. All right, Shop Talk is next. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the iCouple on a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And, fellas, you know I keep telling you this. Listen up. It's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer. You heard me right. A gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best Chris Broussard a man can get.
It's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That is right. You heard it correctly. This is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Not only how sports media and radio should be, but also sometimes off the beaten path, we talk about life and the other stuff out there. That's why we came up with Shop Talk, to talk about some of the great stuff happening outside of the world of sports. And guys, you know that you guys call me Tom Crady, and on Fridays I get a little dusty, dive in the crate, look at some good music.
Yes, sir.
Still pretty dusty from last Friday, but I have a fun thing ahead of me here, guys. I want to get your take on this and insight. So the music power couple that is Jay-Z and Beyonce have yet another feather in their cap. So earlier this week, they each received their 88th career Grammy nomination. That's insane.
Eighth.
That's insane. That's most of all time, more than Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, Madonna, everybody. You name them,
that's unbelievable.
They have more.
Frank Sinatra, too?
They have more. So here's the question, Mr. Rob Parker and Chris Broussard. And Chris, we'll start with you because I know you are the music head and the MC himself as well, just hiding under a pastor in a sports talk radio team. So Chris, here's my question. Who is the most iconic music artist between the two, Jay-Z or Beyoncé?
Oh, I got Beyonce. To me, this is a really tough one. This is a really, really tough one. Because, I mean, Beyonce actually has a church that worships her, which I don't agree with. But still, I mean, that's pretty iconic, literally iconic, actually. She's an icon to a literal icon to some people. But Jay-Z, I don't think he's the best rapper ever, but I think if you do an objective standard, I think you will probably end up coming up with Jay-Z as the best rapper ever. Hip-hop is such a powerful form of music. I'm going to go Beyonce, but I think it's nip and tuck.
So you got Beyonce, huh? Okay.
It's tough. I mean, it could be. I think it's close. It's hard.
I'm going to go with Jay-Z. And I'm going to go with Jay-Z for one and one reason only. That New York song, what is it called?
Empire State of Mind?
Yes. I never thought that New York would be able to replace Frank Sinatra's New York, New York. And I think that he was able to do it. I think that song feels like New York. It was an updated, well-done version of it, Chris. It's so hard to replace something that's so iconic. And he was able to do it. I'm going to go with Jay-Z.
Where you at, Alex?
Oh, guys, I didn't. Somehow I'm going to be the hot take artist here. Jay-Z is not even in my top 10 rappers of all time.
Wow, really?
If you want a hot take.
Would you agree with what I said? Like,
yes.
Just objective, you know what I mean? Like, whether it's records. If you combine record sales,
sure,
relevancy, longevity, flow, like literal skills, made great songs, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
But I hear you. I mean, personally, like I said, he's not my favorite.
Because, like,
either.
That's the thing, like, longevity-wise. So here's a good one. So Biggie Smalls, right? Notorious Big. Would he be as good as he is if he was still alive today?
That's always a question, because when people die young, you don't know what the end of their career is.
And his catalog is so small
from
out there.
Exactly.
So most people have him as one of the greats, and I would even argue right now as it stands, I have him above Jay-Z from what he's had.
Well, his skill, I think he's a better
rapper. Sure.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you ask...
But you're right. His sample size just isn't, you know, like, that big.
No, for sure.
I think he would have fallen off.
Right.
Like, I mean,
like
a
most
lot of
people,
guys.
Chris. Not,
for sure.
Yeah.
But those years, you would have been like, I think people still would have had Biggie as one of the best ever.
Sure,
just
sure.
Because of what he did.
I personally think he would have fallen off as time went on, because I think his shtick kind of would have got played out, because it's really hard to keep it going. I have Nas all time as my favorite rap artist. He is insane with what he's done, his vocabulary, his analogies. Good. It's insane, right? But between the two, if we have to stick to them, I have Beyonce leaps and bounds above Jay-Z.
Wow,
she is
Beyonce.
Insane with how well her career has panned out.
Yeah, I just think that, I mean, her audience is bigger, I would imagine, just because she's, you know, not hip-hop, so.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.